Good evening. How is everybody?
Expected.
Yeah. Actually, it's a good sign if I'm weary because at some time it happened when I was in Italy. I was really lethargic and it was before the conference and I just knew, and there was a blowout conference. It's actually when I came in the building, I felt that tonight. So it's a good sign. We take things like it as a compliment, don't we, Adrian?
We do.
You know, it means God's going to move powerfully. And we're here for that, aren't we?
We are. And we love New Zealand. What a great country you have, amen?
Yeah.
What a great country.
It's great to be back in the mainland. No, we do. We love New Zealanders. We get on very well, don't we?
My wife is dying. She's waiting.
Sure, right?
Yeah, she wants to come really, really badly to New Zealand, you know. And we just live across the pond, as it were. It's so close. And she's never been. And so looking to bring her over here at some stage. So who can I stay with?
Yeah, bring a ream of dreams. No. But we're going to have a great time this weekend. I'm expecting God to do something significantly. It will break something out significantly. And we're going to, you know, we've been here a few times now. And I really believe that there's been some lives changed already from us being here and through testimonies. But I believe it's going to go to another level. Amen.
How many of you have not heard Adam and Imus before? So you've not heard us speak.
All right. Oh, wow.
But that's great. I mean, what that means is that the others of you came anyway. But it is really good. It is really good to see you again and to see some fresh faces, as it were.
Welcome back. Well, for those who are new, we do have to qualify some things because we probably will do impartation this weekend, and usually we have a lot of testimonies all over the world where we impart what we have. And Paul the Apostle said, "How long will I impart my gift into you? How long I want to impart my gift into you?" It says that in Romans, but. We believe that this is transferable, and as God's anointing, it's nothing to do with us. Whatever the Holy Spirit's done with us, we transfer it, we pray, we impart. And we have people write to us and they say, "Look, what have you done to us? You know, I'm getting these dreams and then I'm starting to interpret my own dreams." And we're blessed when people can interpret their own dreams. We're not here just to be a drive-through McDonald's dream interpretation. We want to be able to, for you to be able to understand yourself. And God speaks to us all individually, directly, and I believe that's important. Amen?
Now, we will interpret dreams over the weekend, but like Adam is saying, what we want to do is to impart that into you so that you see that it's quite normal for everybody to interpret what God's saying to them. Because God doesn't want you looking to other people. He wants you looking to Him. Amen? And This is transferable. You can pick this up. And let me just explain. When we first, Adam and I went to Bible college a long time ago, 1988, together. And we went separate ways. Adam went into business. I went into ministry. And then through a set of circumstances, we met up again. Our children went to the same school and our wives sort of met up together. And eventually we came together. It's probably 10 to 15 years later that we met again. It was 15 years or so later. And Adam had a gift. And we would sit down. I won't go through the whole long story, but we would sit down. And he was interpreting my dreams. And I went, you know, like, this is something that I would never, ever have thought that I would be listening to and believing. Because I was like the word man, you know what I mean? And like, you know, dream interpretation, surely that's out there a little bit. And someone said to us, some prominent person said to us, "That's the gift Adam's got. You'll never get it. And you have to be careful because you wear words. You wear what someone says to you." All right, and I wasn't prepared to wear that word. All right, and sometimes you have to step beyond your, you know, your comfort zones. It's true. And sometimes you might thrust yourself into something beyond your depth, but God's there. You know what I'm saying? And it's caught as well as taught. All right, and you can catch this. All right, there are principles to it, but really it's a reliance on the Holy Spirit, because he is the author and the interpreter. Now, he's not the sole author of every dream. There are three sources of our dreams, so maybe we'll get over through that in the weekend, but he is the author of, you know, God dreams, all right, and he's the interpreter of every dream. Amen? All right, and so there are other sources, but God can speak through every one of those different dreams as well. And once you have the Holy Ghost on board, you have the interpreter with you. And it's him you look to. Not a formula, not a book, not the divinity code. It's him. The divinity code will just help you. It'll give you, it'll be a catalyst of a train of thought. Amen?
I don't know if I shared how I prayed in tongues for 2 years. Did I share that here? Okay. I might get the opportunity to do that, but on this weekend. But I did that. I actually had a visitation for the Lord in my living room. I was burnt out, depressed. I was a businessman, quite wealthy back in the mid-90s, and I had a visitation of Jesus, long story short. Through that impartation, I asked for wisdom, and I thought that I was going to be an intellectual genius after this impartation. But and my wife, you can ask her, that didn't work out that well. So. But what happened was that I turned out, and I'll probably get a chance to share it later in the weekend, but I had this understanding of a language, of a new language, and it was a heavenly language. Now, Jesus says to his disciples in Mark 4, he said, those on the outside I speak to him in parables, but he says to his disciples, to you I unlock or I reveal the mysteries. So what does that mean? That those on the outside, he speaks in parables, but to you I unlock the mystery. So really, if you're close to Jesus and you have an intimate relationship with him, he'll unlock the mysteries. He deliberately does it in another language, in the parables. He spoke to the fishermen about making fishes of men. He spoke to the farmer about sowing and reaping. He spoke to the businessman about talents. He taught in parables. But what happens is that he wants us to be intimate with him. He wants us to search out the mystery. And so I had this language, but when I was through this encounter, I prayed in tongues for 2 years, 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, and that's not an exaggeration. You can ask my wife; she's a good exaggeration thermometer. You can ask her. I pray, and also the pastor, Todd. I just prayed in tongues for 2 years, and that unlocks mysteries as well. You start to line up with the gate. Who is Jesus? He's the gate. And that's when Adrian came in, and God just sent Adrian because he's a great teacher, and now he's a great revelatory teacher. And see, somehow with the teaching gift and the prophetic gift together, it's a Shazam type of thing, isn't it? Well, I mean, lack of better terminologies, but anyway. But
it's probably not very godly anyway.
No.
But it's just, like there's something that works together, and God's put us, and he sent us out by two.
Yeah.
And so it's not like... any one of us has got it all together. We don't. And if you knew us, you'd know that we don't either. All right. But together, God does something through us. And the Holy Ghost in us is working, just as he is in every one of you. You are a portal to another realm. You are a portal. Jacob's ladder's in you. Amen. And when you enter the room, the kingdom comes with you, if you understand who you are. Amen. And so Adam had this a gift. Just by association, by hunger, by looking at the word, and he would interpret these dreams. I was working for a drug agency at the time, teaching Bible college, the Bible, teaching them Bible, and eventually teaching them dream interpretation as well. And I would bring the students' dreams to him because I had no idea what they were, and he would unlock them, and I'd go, well, that's funny because the word says this, that's exactly right, and the word says that, and it's exactly right. And so what we had is we had this synergy, and just the two things just dovetailed together. God set it up. It was a divine appointment and timing for the body of Christ to come into and step into a fullness. I know we're not really the pioneers. John Paul Jackson, others have gone before us. Amen? and yet we've stepped in and maybe we filled the vacuum, or we're adding to what they've started, that they were the vanguard, the spearhead, and God's allowed us to step in. And now our role is not to keep this to ourselves, but it's to pass it on. And if we can impart to you what we carry and what we understand, then you can do the same to others. Amen?
See, I believe we're pioneers in Australia because we went through quite a bit. We were called heretics, and we were really come up with, there's so many lies spoke against, because it was a groundbreaking type of ministry in Australia. I mean, we had a pastor publicly said that I was a heretic, and praise God, bless his heart, he's with the Lord now. But what happened was, but what happened was that, see,
what you're saying is he knows better.
You know, we bless him, he's a good guy, but he just didn't understand, all right? But what happened was that the whole type, I'll just give a bit of detail what happened with Adrian coming in the equation of what I was doing, is that I was going through a transition. I when I prayed in tongues, I lost the whole desire to make money. There's nothing wrong with money, by the way, but money was my God in that period when I had this visitation and I had this encounter. I was driven by money. So anything that drives you is your God, all right? It's just reality. So, but then when I had this encounter and I prayed in tongues for 2 years, everything was melting down financially, and I probably would have done some things a bit differently back then, but you know, you live and learn. But he came in, and I had this castle up in the hills, and someone kept leaving food every Monday night because we had no, like the finances were so tough, we were struggling to buy food. That's how everything just melted down. So every Monday night, someone would leave a basket at the door, like hot dogs, well, not hot dogs, sorry, sausage rolls, pies, pasties, all that. Cakes, all that stuff I like, you know. Thanks, Adrian. Thanks. Yeah. Anyway, but I sort of like bring it again. The next Monday night, it's like, you know, happened for about 4 weeks. And I used to say to my wife, "Has a raven been yet?" But then I sort of caught him out and like, aha, like that. It was him. And I invited him in. So he was leaving food at my door. So kind of that was a good sort of metaphor as well, wasn't it? Oh, you know, everyone goes, oh, when I say that. But I invited him in, and it sort of organically happened where I was just telling him about what happened, and he started sharing stuff.
He poured me a cup of coffee. He had this big monster cup himself, and he gave me this little thimble, and I'm there.
Yeah, God dealt with my narcissism back then. I had this big cup, and he'd just be like... But what happened was that in time, we got together, and it became one night a week, two nights a week. Then we started putting together dreams. In the Divinity Code, you notice it has 101 real dream interpretations. So that were just probably a percentage of all the nights we got together for his students interpreting dreams. And then it formed into the book. And then we were doing something like 3 or 4 nights a week, this like trying to get this book done. The dictionary is massive.
It was.
It was something like 15 scriptures per 3,000 metaphors.
Anyway, so what happened was that God was downloading us fresh revelation. You know, like, for example, God uses personification. In Hebraic poetry, God uses personification. What does that mean? It means like sometimes God will use a person or an element or an issue or a virtue, and it could be represented as a person. For example, we read Proverbs, and it says that Lady Wisdom's in the streets calling out. She's not literally a lady, but there she's, you know, she's, what's the word, personified, as it were, as a lady calling out in the streets. So in your dreams, the woman in the dream could be wisdom, could be Lady Wisdom. Well, God also downloaded to us that the woman in the dream could be the church, because she's the bride of Christ. And some of those revelations came to us. We went, we've got to document this. We've got to get this out there, because God was speaking, but we weren't hearing. And the body needs to hear this, because God is speaking all the time, but we're not always hearing what he's saying. And so we were excited to add elements and material like that to what was already being pioneered elsewhere. We thought, well, we've got to get this out. And that's how it happened.
Yeah. There's so many layers of
what about the
metaphors.
First time we went to the bookshop, we worked for 5 years putting the book, particularly the dictionary, took us forever. Because it was a 3-night Bible study a week, and
3,000 metaphors with an average of 15 scriptures.
So we wanted to tie it so that it was locked tight with the Word of God. And so people could reference, you know, different aspects through and see where it applies through the Word of God. We took it to the bookstore, the major bookstore in Australia. They had it for a week to review it. We were self-published at that stage, and they said,
"It's too radical." I said, "Not going to do it. It's too radical." So I remember sort of with the book, and I came back to Adrian. I said, "That's an interesting 5-year phase we went through." But it was it was like a telephone book, this thing. So what happened was that someone contacted us, a man called Jim Watt, who was the last remaining elder of the Latter Rain Revival in the US. And he ministered with Branham and New Oral Roberts, and he was involved with that. If you Google the Latter Rain Revival on the Wikipedia, you'll see Jim Watt as one of the elders of the Latter Rain Revival. And he said, contacted us, and he said, "Oh my gosh," he goes, "this is what I've been looking for. I had a visitation with Jesus in Jerusalem," and he said to him, the Lord said to him, "The keys to the end time revivals is dreams and visions." So he searched. That was in 92, but he couldn't find anything, couldn't he?
Was that 90? I can't remember. 92, it was 92, yeah, but I remember, yeah. Randy sent it to him, yeah. And so on. Yeah.
Anyway, so he endorsed it. He did a big e-blast. It went quite, started going crazy on the net. And then, like, we had Stacey Campbell, Patricia King writing a foreword. We had Jeff Jansen. A lot of people sort of rallied around it and endorsed it, embraced it. And then we signed a label. We actually sold 7,000 off the internet before we signed with a book label. So it went crazy. So we signed with Destiny Image. Then it became hit number one Pentecostal book in America there for a season. It's still ranking pretty high where it goes. Went throughout the whole world. And that this is why we're bringing up this story. We're telling you this story because the ironic thing is it went back to the Australian coast and ended up in the same bookshop that rejected us. Because they had a different cover and they just went, "Oh."
and now the book in Australia has got, like, it's basically got big stamps, like Australian authors stuck on it, all right? And so it's like they're our boys, you know? Like, we always knew you had it in you.
but we call it the Kylie Minogue syndrome. Her name means boomerang. So we sort of go, "I've got to go offshore to make it happen to come back." You know what I mean? But we love them and bless them. They've been really good to us now. But we think something like up to about 5,000 sales with throughout, which has been really good through them. So God's really blessed us. So we just want to share that for those who are new. I know some of you may have heard some snippets of this story. But we're going to do some demonstration. I reckon it's time to do that. But we do need to qualify some things.
So before we like to have some sort of parameters or some guidelines, but please don't write to us your dreams. Dreams are not a formula. Dreams are always interpreted in context, which means you have to ask some questions to gain context. Not only what are the elements in the dream, you know, by the Bible says, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We need to understand that a dream is a word from God. Psalm 105, verse 19, it says, "Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested or tried him, spoken to Joseph." What was Joseph's dream, or what was Joseph's word that had to come to pass? It was a dream from Genesis 37 that his brothers would bow down to him. So we're not saying a dream is a word from God. The word of God says a dream is a word from God. It's the rhema word, not the logos. And so God can powerfully speak to you through a dream. All right, and so don't write to us, because context is the key. Just as you would interpret a written, you know, passage or a scripture, you have to interpret the, you know, each word relative to the others that are in there. You do the same in a dream. So you ask questions to get some understanding and get a bigger picture of the scene, but also of the person who had the dream, because the same dream with different people could mean different things, because it's based on their context and what God's doing with their heart. So if you write to us and you just write this letter in a dream and say, "Please interpret it," we can't do that. because we don't have that interactivity, ability to ask you the questions to find true context.
And just our heart is in this conference is for you to have an intimate relationship with God. Okay, dreams and visions is a means to an end. The end in itself is if you having a relationship, intimate relationship with God, and you being empowered. Okay, you're all prophetic. Okay, so we're not gurus. So we're here to impart so that you can hear from God. You know, it says in Hebrews 1, our forefathers used to go to the prophets to hear from God, but in the last days, we can all hear from God by His Son. So we all can hear from God. If you're constantly going to somebody to get a dream interpretation, if you're constantly going to an individual to hear from God, a prophet, you're actually in error in this new covenant era. Do you understand that? Now, there's a time and a place for that at the pulpit. Okay, we demonstrate that. But if you're constantly depending on the voice of God through someone else, it means you're a little bit lazy. You don't want to seek Him. You just want a quick fix word from the Lord. And God wants you to be, it says, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, know my voice. So, and we are children of God, and the Lord will speak to us like a parent, and there's that intimacy. And He wants us to be able to walk in that realm. That's what we're here for. We're not here just to put on a show and we're the gurus to release words and then we leave you just like, okay, what do we do next? Okay, we want you to be able to have the, we have the ability to take the baton off Jesus, the baton. Through the resurrection power that has happened, we have actually take the baton and we can walk the way Jesus walked, as it says in 1 John 2:6. Whoever claims to know Him must walk the way Jesus walked. We have the ability to bring heaven on earth. And dreams and visions play a major part in that and encounters because, you know, it's called walking in the Spirit. Mysteries get released to you, revelation. So I want to encourage you that we're going to release this as a demonstration, but on the but when we leave, we really believe and hoping that you guys are going to walk with this and walk in that realm of dreams and visions.
So what we'll do over the weekend is, as we're interpreting, we'll share the thought process and the spirit process as we're interpreting, all right? And so try to download to you where we're coming from so we don't just give an answer, but we, you know, sometimes, you know, when things come from out of the blue, that's the Spirit of God speaking to you and perhaps giving you that sense of, you know, the unction so that you know you're on the right, in the right direction. But there is a process of logic involved as well. And you can pick that up. And that's what we want you to understand. Some of the principles, but also that major dependence on the Spirit of God. Now, when we interpret publicly like this, the dreams that you share to be interpreted because of the number of people that we want to speak to and interpret for, they must be very, very short. If they're long dreams, we'll ask you to sit down and you'll probably hear this noise. Which means that your dream's a little bit long for public interpretation. But let me just give you a guideline. I would say your dream needs to be around about something you can relate to us in around about 20 seconds. Now, you can get a lot of information, not speed reading, but you can get a lot of information through to us in 20 seconds. So it needs to be really, really short. Now, don't shorten your dreams. Tell us the whole dream and nothing but the dream. No. Tell us the whole dream. If you leave things out, we can mislead you in our understanding if you don't give us the full picture, all right? But, you know, most of us, some of us won't remember every part of the dream that we dream. If all you can remember are the salient points and all you can remember is a certain scene, that's fine too, because obviously that's the part that God wants you to latch on to. Is that okay?
Yeah, so also, please don't come up with somebody else's dream. It needs to be your dream. Also, if we release a word, now some of you are going to get amazing prophetic word out of these dreams and interpretations. Also, I have an angel. I'll talk about that in a minute. But if you get a prophetic word like you're called in the office of a prophet, please take that as an invitation. You grow into that and you've got to work with your leaders. Don't walk around like a peacock with two tails trying to, hijack the microphone every 5 minutes and, you know, giving a prophetic word saying, Adam called me a prophet, so I'm I'm a prophet now. You grow into that, and you need to build relationships with your pastor. Someone said to me, "But my pastor doesn't receive the things of the Spirit." Well, then you need to go where you fit in. I'm just being blunt with you. You know that you need to be. Don't emotionally stay somewhere because you maybe got born again there years ago. You need to actually go where you're in agreement with, where it actually, rather than being tolerated, you've got to go where you're celebrated. And that's what God wants us to be. So what happens is in the Acts 2, they were together and they were like-minded in agreement, and there was a sound like a mighty rushing wind. So you need to be somewhere where you're in agreement with, so you can encourage each other, and you've got to respect and honor leadership, but however, you're in the same page. Okay? Now, some people do, don't get me wrong, there's specific people that have been called to stay there, but if they're there for 3 years and nothing's changed, then hello. You know what I mean? There's got to be some fruit out of the word God gives you to stay in a dry place. Am I making sense? So if I give you a word like that, or Adrian gives a word like that, just take it as an invitation. And there'll be another word we'll release that'll be pretty amazing. And some of you might be in the meeting going, "Well, I don't agree with that prophet because I know that person. They've got a few issues, you know. You know, they're not very good parents, you know." But let me say this, that God actually uses people with issues. Like the woman at the well, she had issues. And, you know, but she became a great evangelist. She led the whole town of Samaria to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so what happened was that she had issues. Had five husbands. She's one of those women who went to the well on her own, you know, as one of those women, you know. Because in that culture, they go together. But but Jesus loved on her. He received her, and she had a revelation of who he is, and she just was empowered to lead the whole town of Jesus, all right? So I want to just say this, that be open. Who hasn't got any issues here? Anyone? Anyone hasn't got any issues, has not got any issues? Anyone? Usually one person. But we always ask for impartation afterwards from them, you know? So... But anyway.
So we're nearly there, all right? And so we want to start ministering and we want to wait on the Holy Spirit. But before we do, a lot of dreams, or some dreams can be scary. Some dreams can invoke fear. Some dreams can have a negative, you know, feel or connotation to them. We need to realize that as sons of the living God, we have an authority to speak into situations. And if you see a scene or something in a dream that threatens you, if you see death in a dream, you have the authority to speak life into that situation. If you see sickness, you can speak healing. If you see family separation, you can speak unity, the oneness and union into that. We as Christians, we need to realize that we want to play cricket on the back foot rather than actually take the offensive when we see the enemy trying to attack. And often when we see a negative, God's giving us the heads up, all right? And so we need to realize and recognize that and then move on that with the authority that he's given us, because we are kings and priests and we need to operate in that melech or that kingship. Amen?
Also, just quickly, with angels, and this is, some of you have heard this, but we have to qualify this. You know, we've grown into this ourselves. We've learnt. In the early days when we didn't qualify things, we get, you know, there's websites come up saying that we're of the devil and things like that, and we're, you know, we worship angels or things like that. So we don't worship angels, but angels play a major part of our ministry and your ministry, your life. Okay, so angels are around us. So, you know, I have a teaching of that. We actually finished a book. We signed with Destiny Image and a book on angels, the Divinity Code series on angels. So that's coming out next year. But what happens is that you have a realm around you and you have a ministry team around you. And some of you have, and I've said this before, that some of you have, well, all of you have angels around you, but some of them are bought out of their brains. All right? And God wants you to, when you decree the word of the Lord, you through the lens of revelation, angels start to respond. They react. They want you to... release the word of the Lord. Someone said to me, someone rebuked me and said, "Adam, you have no right to tell angels what to do." Who do you think you are? I said, well, you got me there. Yep, I agree with that. Out of my own opinion, I have no authority. All right, but when I decree the word of the Lord, they respond. Okay, even when Gabriel was wrestling with Michael, I think, was wrestling with the body of Moses in the book of Jude, he said, "The Lord rebukes you to Satan." Didn't give any slanderous accusation. So, you know, even with demons, you can't cast them out. Fallen angels, you can't cast them out with your own words. You need the word of the Lord and you need the name of Jesus. So we, the same principle when it comes to with the angelic realm. I have an angel. I had an angel come to me in 2006. I've had several angelic encounters, but one in 2006 came to me. I won't go into the details, but that encounter, that's where I get the words of knowledge come. And that same angel stands with me with the words of knowledge, and I can, you know, get the detailed stuff. So if I release something like that, just be open-minded. But it's the word of the Lord, but it's an angel that releases the revelation. It's a revelatory angel.
So let's just put a qualification on that. Psalm 103, verse 20 says, "Praise the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, hearkening unto his voice, who do his commandments," or do his word. So angels are waiting for the word to be released. God speaks to you and I through the Rhema word, through the living word, through the word that precedes Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And when we relay that word, angels go to work. And that's what Adam's saying. Adam's saying, once you start to line your mouth up with the revelation that God releases to you, if you understand what God's saying and you line your mouth up with that, suddenly angels will come to earth. I like to be provocative and say, angels come to earth through your mouth. Now, they don't physically come to earth through your mouth, but they come to earth with the word, on the words that you speak. Amen? And so it's very, very powerful once we understand who we are, where we stand, and what God has in us and wants to do through us, because the Jacob's ladder is in us.
And one more thing before we're going to go into it in a minute. We'll start to minister. But one thing I want to say to you, that we don't know everything. Some people think, I mean, I know most of you don't know that we don't know everything, but some people think that we because we're prophets, we have such accuracy, we know every detail about your life. We don't. Only by what God shows us, what the angel releases, okay? So someone said, "You were right about this, exactly right about that. But, you know, I've got a sore leg down here. That, you didn't call that out." It's like, you know, but well, let me say this, even the greatest prophets like Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 4, I believe it is, where he prophesied over a woman who was barren with her husband, and she gave birth and a son grew up to about 10 years of age. He had an aneurysm and died. And she was distraught, stressed, and she came to Elisha, and Gehazi tried to stop her, and he said, "Don't stop her. She's in great distress, but the Lord has hidden it from me." Okay, so even the greatest prophets don't know everything. Sometimes I might just give some advice to somebody and they take it as the word of the Lord. So I just want you to know, we don't know everything. We just, God will release it, and we prophesy in part, as it says in 1 Corinthians 13. So I just want you to keep open mind about this, that, you know, God will release something, and it might be half of the things you need in your life, and the other half God didn't say anything, all right? So I just want to just clarify that. Are you ready, Adrian? Do you think we've covered everything?
I'm sure that we can cover it if we haven't already.
Yeah.
Fill in the gaps.
And we're just going to do some demonstrations. One thing to talk about, it'd be a talking head. It's another thing to demonstrate it. And that's what we believe, that the signs and wonders confirm the preaching of the word. In Mark 16, it says that. And that's God's endorsement. We'd rather his endorsement than any other endorsement, really, eh? So we're going to just, what we like to do is have a little bit of free worship for a few minutes and invite and acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Now, this is the key with the prophetic. You might have a gift, but always include the Holy Spirit and go, "I don't want to go anywhere without his presence." And if the presence of God is here and is with you, you're going to have the wisdom and revelatory knowledge, because the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is vital when it comes to your gift, okay? Because you can give a gift and prophetic word out of the soul, and we don't want to do that. We want to always include the Holy Spirit. And when we worship, you actually come into that free worship. You'll sense something happen. You'll sense something shift in the Spirit when we do this. We actually line up with the gate, with the door. And Jesus is the door. And you start to, you'll sense heaven crashing into the room. Because what happens, the glory is not coming down, we're going up. Okay? So if we can just have the sounds on just for a moment, and we'll explain probably tomorrow, we're running out of time, why we have the sound. Some of you have heard the testimony about it, but God speaks to us, and he speaks to us, but everything has sound in heaven. It's actually a different frequency. In fact, tonight, let me say this. You touch something quickly, and I just want to give you the keys to some worship leaders here. You did an amazing job, but you touched something where I heard angels started to sing. I heard angels started to sing with you. I went, oh, here we go. But then you changed keys, right? What happens is sometimes someone said to me at Field of Dreams, how come you keep playing the same old chorus over and over? Because you're touching something and you start to come in line with heaven's frequency. It's a different frequency to the sound frequency. Did you hear that? Thank you, because I said, oh, here we go now, and then it changed. So you just, when you start to tap in something, you just keep writing it, and then you start to, the glory just explodes, because then you see the paratroopers come, the angels, all right? Thank you, Lord. I just wanted to just, but that was really good, though, but I sensed that tonight. So
every one of us is a well. And God, heaven comes to earth through us as a well. The exercise, if you speak in tongues, exercise that gift. Allow that to flow. And water the wilderness around you, because you are a well. Amen?
So we're just going to just bear with me for a moment. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you.
We do.
We acknowledge you right now.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Make that your cry. Come, Holy Spirit. Rambi balla rombolo royan boloro jandi de la randu
sira mama barrogo sile le 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 le
variando lambo
era mama sicarama rogo siele le 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 era mama rogo siele le 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 era mama la 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 la
vianda lambo loro
urama siele
dalla rambo loro
Rama kira masi le 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 le.
Yanda lar bandalumbu.
Ola la la masi kere le 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 le.
Varrambo bu.
Irama barrogo si le 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 le. Yera masu kara mama ma. Achna na barrogo si le 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 le.
Jesus do do la ba la ba la ba ba.
Sira mama barrogo silele. Yeshua, we thank you for angels ascending and descending right now. Give you the glory, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. Rama kira masilele. Yena ramasu. Kira mama brogo si le 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 Kira mama sikara mama rugo silelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel Lord Jesus, we thank you for your glory. We thank you that heaven is cross-pollinating to the natural Adamic realm tonight.
As you're worshiping him, sing him a new song. You know, the call of prayer when it comes to Islam is a counterfeit, but I've heard a real heavenly worship
that is actually so sanctified and pure, and it's actually in a right spirit. It's not a counterfeit, and the Lord wants us to tap into that.
We prophesy over this nation, Lord. We prophesy the true worship, the true prayer of worship. There's a rhythm of heaven here right now, the heartbeat of heaven. There's the angels ascending and ascending. Lord Jesus,
come. Please come.
Angelic realm is going into the eternal, timeless realm, back into the natural Adamic realm, releasing the revelation of the kingdom, the revelation of the Messiah, the revelation of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. The eagle has landed. Poof.
So, who is there that has a really nice short dream to start?
Who wants to go
with?
First?
This lady here.
How you doing? If we could just have that just a little bit of smidge under our voice, that'd be great. Thanks. Just keep it on, but just keep it under us. Beautiful.
I had a dream that there was a preacher preaching, a guy preaching, and he was talking on flying, and something in me just responded to it. And then all of a sudden the dream changed, and I was this little bird, and I could hardly get over the farm fence. I was struggling, and I was flying and flapping my wings as much as I could, and I could only just get over it.
Okay. So it's really good practice to repeat the dream. From experience, what happens is that people forget under the heat of the moment, or, you know, under the spotlight, they may, you know, feel like they're under pressure and miss some elements of the dream, and particularly if someone's sharing a dream. So it's good practice to repeat it. That gives you also time to process as well. So what I heard from the dream was that you saw a preacher preaching a message about flying, and it stirred your heart. And then the scene changed, and you saw yourself as a little bird flying, but you were struggling to fly and get over the fence. Now, is there anything I missed in there at all? All right. Now, in a dream, feelings are really, really a pivotal part of how you would interpret. So if it's if it comes with a positive feel, then you know you can sort of step into something that's obviously a powerful positive interpretation. If it comes with a negative feel, all right, for example, the word here was about struggling to get over that fence. There's a bit of effort, there's a bit of, you know, it's arduous, it's a bit of work to get there. So that, what does that suggest to you? You know, there's some sort of struggle, all right? Now, obviously, she saw herself as that bird, or she saw a small bird. Understand that every one of us, in the spirit, we have wings, you know? All right, because we are spirit beings, and spirits, you know, like you just said tonight, Isaiah 40, verse 31, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall rise up with wings as eagles. Now, all right, so a little bird, and God cares about the little sparrows, doesn't he? All right, from the Gospels, so we know that God's caring about this lady's situation. If you have any scriptures that go off inside of you as you're listening to a person's dream, you go, okay, what scriptures can I relate that to? What scriptures can I interpret that through? When the Holy Spirit teaches, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 says this, when the Spirit of God teaches, he does so comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So our first point of call is to have the Word of God inside of us. When the Word of God's inside of us, then we use that as the lens through which we're looking at what God's saying. Does that make sense? So we use the Word of God as the lens through which we're interpreting what God's saying. So we're waiting on the Holy Ghost. All right, and so with the sense of offense, what do you think offense represents? A barrier, an obstacle, something that's been hard to... But you do make it over, which is a very powerful thing. Now, context is the key. So if you want to find context of any situation, you've got to ask the who, what, when, where, how. And inside of you, you go, why did God give this dream to a person? Because God doesn't give dreams without a purpose. And normally, a dream is what's being related to what's going on to the person's heart. All right, what's going on in their inner person. And so, okay, so God's working on something here, but what I want to ask here is, when did she have the dream? Because then I know its relevance to today. All right, so when did you have that dream?
About 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks ago. All right.
So it's still topical, it's still relevant, and even if you had a dream 70 years ago, it could still be topical and relevant. We've interpreted people's dreams who were 70 years ago, and suddenly the light just switches on and bam, they're set free from 70 years. Can you believe that? Through a dream. All right, so about 3 weeks ago. Now, sometimes it could well be that our sister feels a little bit insignificant, and Adam and I are working together here, and it's very good practice to work together, because while I'm speaking, he's waiting on God. All right? And so that gives us opportunity, every one of us. And when he interprets, I'll be waiting on God. And so what I see there is, can I ask you some questions just to qualify what I'm thinking? So I'm thinking perhaps there's been this struggle because of the fence, because of the little bird. Has there been some sort of issue that you've been struggling to get through, or feel like you're looking for a breakthrough, or you're trying to be released from something because the fence could be something that confines you?
Yeah, if I'm being honest, I feel like there's been a struggle all my life. You know, I've had the Lord, but there's been... I've had to fight every inch to, you know, okay. Yeah.
The good thing here is, as a bird, she gets over. And so the key here is, in the spirit, we make it over these obstacles and we change our life through the spirit. Adam, you've got something here.
Yeah, I'm getting visions on top of the dreams, the dream that you're telling us. But I got that all through your life, even as your childhood, there's been attacks over your life, even physically, your body, and the enemy's tried. We probably need a catcher with two, if we can have a catcher to help us out, because the enemy, even from birth, there's been, like, all through your life, you've been on the radar of the enemy, and there's been attacks with your body. There've been some accidents that happen as well that traumatized you when you're a kid. But also, as an adult, there's been a lot of resistance, and there's been some offense as well. That there's also been a spirit of death that tried to come upon you. and that spirit of death is actually standing on you, just a little bit on the right of the behind you. We're going to break that off of your life, because God wants you to know that you're actually going to step out of that and come into your full deliverance, because of what's happened in the past. The enemy's tried to traumatize you, and your mind has been wired, but I'm going to rewire your mind so that you're not giving permission to the spirit of death, but also the word curses that come upon you when there's been betrayal as well. We're going to break that off as well. We're going to pray also I want to pray for the oxygen levels in your blood. I want to pray for that your breathing is coming in the divine order. The reason why I'm saying that is sometimes it's like I had a vision where you get short of breath, and I'm not sure if that's a metaphor or anything like that, but it's just when you're sleeping, I just want to pray that your sleeping's coming in the divine order, that you're not actually, there's not any chokingness. The oxygen levels are coming in the divine order, but also the glands, your glands are going to be completely restored, and there's complete energy that's coming upon you. Because there's been a problem with the energy with your glands, and God's actually bringing divine order through the blood with that, so that your blood levels can come into divine order, so that you can have strength in your body. Because the enemy's God's allowed some things, but God's calling you to rise up. Now, can I ask a question about the dream? The man, the preacher that told you that you can fly, was that anyone specific, or did you get a good sense from him?
Yes, I did. It's something in my spirit just rose.
Okay. Okay. So there could be elements in that where it could be Jesus, because he's the ultimate preacher. But also it can be a whole new chapter. You've been through a transition in the last several years where you've actually now coming to a right place where there's not word curses put on you. And there's also been some accusations that's been put on you. And I'm seeing that in the spirit, because the angels here show me visions where there's been accusations through an incident. There's been some sort of separation where God's actually bringing a blessing over your heart, where you're going to come into complete peace. So those accusations can come off. There's lying religious spirits, and we're going to remove any word curses out of your mind, because the enemy's tried to religiously. He came to Jesus as a religious spirit in the wilderness. It's the same type of religious spirit comes to you and tries to put you back in your box because of what happened in your life with your family. But God will also say to you that you're free from all that, and he's about to release you completely. This is not too late. And that spirit of death is coming off as well, so that you're actually free from all that, so you can step into it fully. And also when you sleep, there's the oxygen levels in your brain are going to come into divine order right now. And also, I want to pray for there's a heaviness over your chest. We're going to lift that off as well. You're going to be completely healed. Your whole body is coming in the divine order. We prophesy right now. Right now, that heaviness is lifting off. The strain that's over your chest and over your heart's lifting off right now. So I want you to reach your hands out to our sister. I don't know why, whether this is a metaphor or not. Adrian, you might be able to help me with this means, but I saw a vision where it literally happened or not, I don't know, but you fell over or tripped over. And I don't know, have you ever tripped over lately or have we've all fallen over in our life at one point in time, but I just see a vision of that.
I slipped on a banana skin walking down the street, and I just went up like that and shook, like being in an accident.
How long ago was that?
I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to pray for that, because I saw it out, actually outside. You actually slipped over, fell one over, and that's a vision I had. And when the angel gives me these visions, there's obviously something that's actually rocked you and affected you. When you said you were shaking, it's probably the attack that's been over your life, where constantly things happen to you. Even when you were a child, there was an accident as well, right, that traumatized you. And we break that off right now. It's a spirit of chaos that's actually been around you. And we're going to break that off tonight, because this is a woman of God here. And you have anything to add to that, Adrian?
I do. Sometimes God uses a thing called a homophone, which is something that sounds similar. Like, so some words in Hebrew are actually repeated, but you know, this lady, I think Adam had a vision of her falling over. I think she slipped over an offence. Offence, and she's trying to get over that fence. You know, and so it's like that, and so she's getting over that and what's taken place, and God's setting her free tonight from that. Also, the picture of the little bird is probably from childhood. That's her struggle to get away from an offence that's taken place as well. All right.
Now, what happened with the other religious institution, or I should say the religious institution, because it's not religious here, but what I are you from this church? Because I see that the you going over the fence, as Adrian's saying, you're actually flying, and you're going into the spirit to the point where you're actually rising up above all the past attacks and even the offence. And God's actually giving you the power to forgive as well. And so, because that was a double layer. Even though something happens in the natural, she fell over in the natural, that can be a sign, that can be a parable, even a sign that God's showing her that there's an offence. We just break that off right now. And that offence is coming off. And we prophesy right now there's power to forgive. Yeah. We release that right now. And also family members right now, we prophesy, Lord, you're bringing restoration. Lord, you're bringing restoration. Lord, I just see angels there's delivering angels over your family right now, actually bringing deliverance to you right now and your family. We release that right now. And we decree, we decree right now an impartation, and that spirit of death is coming off of her body right now. Oh, there it is. We blow it off right now. We just shut it down in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you, Lord, that, I just thank you that you're bringing deliverance. I just thank you bringing the family out of the darkness into the sonship of love and light, Colossians 1. I see that, and there's a delivering angel. Yes, there's an angel that delivered Peter free from the hands of Herod and what the Jewish people intend to do to Peter. And it's in Acts 12. And also Psalms 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth around those who fear him and shall deliver. And we thank you for that. Whew. 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 And God's also bottled up your tears. Oh, my gosh, I'm seeing this. The reason why he's kept your tears, because those tears are going to be an anointing oil of joy. And the word I get and the name I get is joy. Rakia Masika. God's giving you a new name. It's called joy. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Physical abuse is coming off. I'm seeing that. Yeah, I'm seeing a vision right now. The angel's here showing me that, Lord, those wounds, those bruises are turning into, Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, they've been transformed into a blessing and forgiveness and love. We release that. Oof. Oh, hallelujah.
So, Jesus, we praise you. We thank you. Let's keep our focus on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who's next?
In fact, there's somebody has a skin. Before that, I'm seeing there's some angelic activity, but someone has skin rashes on their body, like psoriasis. And I want to pray for that. If you can stand up, who that is, some sort of infection in skin. Might not be. So can you stand up, please? You'll guess. In fact, come out the front. You got the dream, haven't you?
Oh, Adrian.
Do you have an infection on your skin?
And I get like a allergic reaction, and it's been getting rash.
Okay, we're going to pray for that. We'll pray for that when we get the dream interpretation, because there might be a lot more with that. But God's going to bring healing for that, all right?
Hear a bit further, sir, and then let's listen to your dream.
I had a dream last night, and my family were walking through like a theater, an amphitheater, and a modern one, and my partner, like, sees this man, and he's like this man of God, and it's a guy I know, his name's Joel, but like he had all these qualities, and she wanted to be with him in the dream. Like, I don't know why I'm sharing this, but I just feel to share this. Like, I just asked God, what dream should I share? And I just felt this one. And then that happened. And then I woke up from my dream, and then I went back and had dreamt again. And then I was at a cafe slash hall, and I find out that my partner got raped by somebody, like these two guys. And so I end up, like, you know, wanting justice, and I actually grab a plank of wood and I beat them. And then later on I find out that it was being reported to the police, and then I was actually under arrest, and then I just, my mum actually told me that you're going to prison. And so then I had this deep fear, I'm going to prison. So, yeah.
So that's an interesting dream, isn't it? That is a very interesting dream.
And
what will happen from this dream? You know, you're wondering, what is going on there?
You know, okay, we'll leave it over to you, Adrian.
So what I want to do is I want to repeat the dream as best as I can recall it, all right? And so this is, see whether, you said that you and your partner were working through an amphitheater, and I lost it then. No, and then you had this feeling that your partner was in love with Joel.
Joel, the worship leader?
Yeah, he is a worship leader.
Can I ask this question before we go on? Is he a godly man, you know?
Yeah.
And you sort of look up to him, or you sort of...
Yeah, I respect him and respect stuff, yeah.
Good, okay. That's very good, because the word Joel, or Joel, means Yahweh is God, all right? It means, like, you know, so God is Yahweh is God. And it may, sometimes when you see your wife or your partner, it can be part of you. Sometimes your spirit man could be your partner, all right? And so then it takes on another dimension, all right? So I'm just giving you a few clues out here, all right? And so you saw that your partner was interested in this Joel guy. Did you feel jealous, or what did you feel, honestly?
I felt rejected, like I felt abandoned, and I felt like she made it clear she had no interest in me anymore, and she just wanted to be with him, and it was just, you know, that was it, and so...
So then the scene moves on. Fill it in with me again. What happens? So what happens? So tell us a story.
So there was another dream where, like, I found...
Another dream was the same part.
It was a different dream, but I woke same night. Okay. So, yeah, same, yeah.
So these guys raped her, and then you went after them with a plank of wood, a 4x2 or something like that.
Yeah, and I beat them.
And you beat the so-and-so out of them.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and so what was the result of that?
Afterwards, like, I was, like, you know, put under arrest, and the police were after me, and I was going to go to prison.
Can I ask you a question? Do you come to this church?
No, this, I used to come here and stuff. I love this church and stuff, but yeah, I used to come here. I go to another one.
What happened?
Hamilton.
If you love the church.
Anyway, so, but that's all right. I mean, come on, we're bigger than that. Right, so now, but you go to another church. Have you been to other churches before you went to this church and that church? Had you been to another church?
Yeah, I actually used to go to a church here, but it was Life Church in the same building where Harvest is now.
Can I ask you some questions? Did something... Let me just explain why I'm thinking this, all right? I'm asking these questions because someone getting raped, what would that look like in the spirit, all right? Now, if it could literally be something that's taken place here, but I'm moving into another dimension here as I'm thinking through this. I think it can be bigger than you, or it could be multi-layered. Sometimes dreams, just like the Word of God, is multi-layered. And this is where my heart is inclined. I think that his girlfriend is this man's spirit, all right? And his spirit's in love with God. But his soul is struggling with that commitment, that desire, but yet that's been hurt before. It's been raped, all right? And there's been a response from our brother, and like, so the physicality could be that there's been words before with other leadership or with other church situations. Has that happened at all?
Yeah, it has happened, like, in different ways, like feeling ostracized in churches. and stuff, and feeling used and stuff. So,
have you ever beaten yourself up over something like that?
Yep.
We have a bingo.
So do you see that sometimes what you're seeing is not necessarily literal, but you've got to go, you've got to change dimensions and realize that in scripture you can see that sometimes when Isaac speaks to his says about his wife that he's not his wife, that that's his sister, he's actually, what they're saying, God's showing him that his spirit and his soul are not in alignment. Yeah. He's actually a lie. He's actually not one man. And so in this, so I'm drawing that information, that understanding into this so that I can see that there's a dimension here that's not on the surface. And sometimes you can get so lost in the parable and caught up with that that you can miss it. But there also could be another layer. There could be a natural layer that's something going on here too. Interesting.
Yeah, and just to follow on from Adrian, Adrian's giving the prophetic word from a parable out of this incident, or it's a dream, but you can also have it can be another layer, another level of an interpretation, what could have happened in the natural. Okay, so we have incidents that happen in our life, and God could speak to us in that incident in a dream, and it might be a little bit different to the incident, but God can speak to us as a parable. We have something happen like trauma or an accident, or and God will give us that recall of the dream, but there's a prophetic word in it. It's a bit like Hosea's life or different prophets. Hosea, the word of the Lord came to Hosea, which is out of the box, said, go marry a prostitute to be your wife, right? Now, Hosea's life was a prophetic sign for Israel. Now, back then, Israel was so far away from God, a lot of people went in prostitution, and it was messed up. So the Lord, he went through this valley. He was hurt, Hosea. She betrayed him. She went off and lusted after other men. And then he had mercy and brought her back, not to be a slave, but to be a part of the family. And that's the gospel. And that's the heart of God. And God actually speaks to us in that in natural situations like that. But you can also have a recall in a dream. So what's happened, there's been some disappointments. There's probably been something that happened to you with somebody that you had your heart set on, and something's actually has happened in the natural, and that has caused some emotional, some emotional things that cause, as to qualify what Adrian's saying, that being out of whack. And Jesus is your true lover. He is. In a sanctified way, he's your true lover. And God's calling you to be more intimate with him. Because the more you become intimate with him, that's all you need. And then God, everything else starts to come into laws of attraction where God will bring to you a woman. Are you married? Okay. But God's actually bringing you into a place now where this is, he's calling you to seek him, right? Now, I'm not going to give any words about your engagement or anything like that, but regardless, whatever it's going to be, God's going to show you the right way where you're led to where to go. And we sometimes make decisions on our emotions, but God wants you to make decisions in the spirit, okay? And he loves you. I'm just saying this. If you had the actual courage to come up and share that dream, sometimes with dreams like that we don't do it publicly, but I just sense that this is for you personally, for you to get more in line with the things of God, because God's called you. This is the good part. God's called you to be he's called you to be a psalmist. Wow. Yeah. Right? I don't know if you're musically inclined, are you?
Prophecies about it. I have a lot of family members that are musically talented.
Well, I see you have a heart like David, right? That your heart's in the right place, but there's some God's actually calling you to be more intimate, and your spirit man to line up with Christ, to have an intimate relationship with him. And God's going to bring divine order over your ears, and he's giving you ears to hear. But even that skin infection, God wants to heal you. And what about your shoulders? You have any problems with your back and shoulders? Pretty good? Because I'm seeing, the reason why I'm saying that, right, I don't know why, but I see like a black brick type of thing over your back. And we're going to remove that. I don't know why I see that. Have you had any incidents or accidents or anything like that?
No, not like that, but like I definitely like have been carrying a lot of burdens and stuff, like a lot of weight and everything like that. And so,
well, that's why sometimes some visions I get can be a little bit ambiguous, but I see this, but also God's going to heal your lower back as well. So just remove this right now off his back. The weight is false responsibility, actually. We remove it off right now. Lord, we decree this right now. We remove it, and we thank you for these back, lower backs coming in the divine order. Father, we just thank you. The word I have is Isaiah 22:22. I saw this burden coming off when I removed the black brick. And I have the David, the Lord has pressed the keys of the house of David on your shoulders. And whatever door I open, no one's going to shut. So God's calling you just to go into the intimacy with him, because he's going to give you some of the anointing to be able to. Can you sing? But can you sing? If people keep telling you, can you sing? Okay, you got to believe it and say that you're a singer. Because God's releasing an anointing over you to be a psalmist and a worshiper. I think you need to understand that. You're a worshiper. And we release this whole... And that's why sometimes when your life is... When your life is complete opposite what God prophesies over you, right? Or you feel that I've been had that for years, or I'm called to this, but it's completely the opposite. That means the enemy's knows you on the... He knows what's going on, and he's trying to reverse everything. So we release this right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that his ears are coming in the divine order. We thank you, Lord, that his ears are completely restored. Yes. The infection right now is coming off the skin infection.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, that you're releasing this man into a place where any betrayal, Lord, that's over his heart of the past, and that's what I see, there's been some betrayal. And I'm seeing a vision right now. And I'm going to break off. Now, because you had a lot of courage to say this, I want to break off also a spirit that's depressed you. So I'm seeing a suicide spirit's coming off. I'm seeing it right now. The angel's here showing me. And God wants you to be delivered today. That's actually, it wasn't like something serious, but it was an emotional thing. And the enemy tried to take your life out. And there's a depression's hit you. And I'm saying that because the angel's here, that the enemy's tried to kill you. He's a murdering spirit. And I'm seeing this because the angel's here and the Lord's releasing this word. Does that make sense? You believe you're delivered today? You believe that's the Holy Spirit? We've never met before. So we release the power right now over this man. We thank you, Lord, that depression's lifted off. The cloud is this. It's a cloud of the enemy's lifted off, and you're exchanging it with a glory cloud right now. And Father, we thank you that depression is lifting off, and that betrayal, the enemy tried to harness that into a death. We break that off right now. And we decree the fire of God over this man. We thank you, Lord, you bring him to a place of worship and intimacy, and his emotions are lining up with his spirit.
Amen. So who's next?
Bless you, sir.
Now, there was two ladies over here that had a dream. Ma'am, do you want to come forward?
The dream that I had was back in the cowboy and Indian days, and I was riding on a horse, and I had this big, thick, bear-like coat around me. In the distance, the Apaches were coming towards me, and he pulled out his bow and arrow and fired it. But it didn't pierce me, it went across me. And then as he rode past, he grabbed it. And then I had the song of Agnes Day, the Lamb of God. And I've had this dream twice. And the second time, the music was so loud that it actually woke me up.
All right. So what you said was it was like the cavalry versus the Indians, yeah. All right? And you were amongst the cavalry. You were riding a horse and you said you had a big bear coat, all right, over you. Which is interesting in itself, but I'll ask some questions in a moment with that. Well, that sort of triggers inside of me. But you said an Apache in particular, they were coming. Woo! All right, and One of them got his bow and arrow out. An Apache. It's an Indian's. You know the.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. I wasn't sure the way you said it didn't sound like an Indian.
No, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't want to go there. All right, so he shot an arrow, and it came towards you, but it didn't penetrate the coat. It sort of skimmed across, and then you said he rode past and he grabbed it. What did he grab the arrow and grabbed it back? So it didn't scar you or touch you as it went, all right? And then the Indian that actually fired the arrow, he removed the arrow, okay? And then can I ask you, what does the scene go on to there? Is that the end of it?
That's when I had Agnes Day.
Yeah. The song, Agnes Day.
Hallelujah. Wow. I like that.
Yeah. And the second time.
Yes. Now stay here.
We're going to pray for you. We're confirming your healing as well.
Agnes Day and the Lord Almighty reigns is God's word to our sister. So when you wake up with a song that you didn't go to bed singing, think through the words of that song, because that's God's word to you. All right. That's Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things you do not know. The word there for answer means to answer, but it also means to shout or to sing to you. All right, and so very often when you're not conscious, when you're not working through your agenda, God can download a song to you, get bypass that logical thing, the strain and all the work that you've got to do, and suddenly he's downloaded something to you. He wants you to take notice of the words of that song. So God's led our sister into victory. Now in Scripture, what is an arrow? In Scripture, an arrow are words. All right? And so their words were like arrows at me in the Psalms. All right? And so realize what that means is the enemies used the Apache. It's somebody who was warlike in their words has attacked your heart. Now, you were wrapped in a bear coat. How long ago did you have this dream?
Probably about a good year ago.
All right. And so I've seen you here before because your face is familiar to me, all right? So you've been here a while. But
from this church.
Yes. So did something happen to you? Have you been to another church?
Yes.
Before you, so don't name the church necessarily, but you did. But
can't do it now.
Sometimes a bear can be relating to, you know, David killed a lion and a bear before he faced Goliath. A lion in Scripture, if you did a Boolean search or you looked up lion and bear and you went through, you know, you had a search capacity to go through the Bible, it would come up with one verse in the book of Revelation where both of those words appear together. It's the lion's roar and it's the bear's paw. Now, in Hebrew, the word for honey is devash. And if it has, it's a word picture, and it means, so the word for honey is devash, and it means what the bear eats. All right? Bears eat honey, and honey is revelation. All right? Honey is revelation in Scripture. That's why Jonathan dipped his spear in the honey, or his javelin in the honey, and the Bible says his eyes were enlightened. All right? Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, right? Revelation enlightens your eyes. And so I'm asking you this question because I want to build, and I want you to understand why I'm asking this question from the Scriptures there, is when you were previously in another church, was it more religious than this church?
Could be, yeah.
No, I'm asking that question because the scene may picture something that's taken place. The scene could be a picture of something that's taken place in the past. All right, and so somewhere in the past, someone's fired words at you. You could have been clothed. It could have been the depiction of you clothed in the bearskin could be showing that in the past, someone had a go at you. But now you've come to a place where Agnes Day, the Lord Almighty reigns, and you've come into victory. All right, and you've come out of that situation. And guess what? It could also be that the person who said those words has taken them back. Could be. Adam?
Just to follow on from Adrian, there can be several layers. Some dreams you get the word of the Lord and you get layers of revelation. It's like when you read, and I've said this before, I think I've said it here before, when you read the word of the Lord, you read the Bible or the scriptures, you can read the same passage of scripture for years and all of a sudden 20 years go by and a revelation jumps out at you. So it's like looking at a diamond. There's, when you're looking at different angles, of, you see different facets of colour. So that's what the word of the Lord is like. And same with the dream. And just to follow on from Adrian, I do see that this is actually a good dream. When you're wearing the bears, you're wearing the fur, it represents that you've actually, the enemy's tried to, the bear is a territorial spirit, right? And it's tried to invade your life and invade your family, and especially with your health, right? It's tried to kill you. Right, and don't tell me anything. But I'm just, where's why when I get when I was standing there with Adrian, I'm seeing visions. But it's a territory spirit. But you wearing the actual skin means you've got victory over that territorial spirit, right? You've skinned it alive, right? Okay, and you're wearing it, and you've also have victory with it, okay? And also, just to follow on from Adrian, can be a religious spirit that you've. Something's been dismantled. You've actually coming out into victory as we speak, right? And in you know when it comes to the American Indians, you know there's, you know, with the Divinity Code, we're not. It all depends on different cultures how you see the enemy. Say, you know, an African American person could see the enemy as you know in a dream could be a white person that had a bad experience, okay, or an Asian person. The same with a white person and vice versa. It all depends on how you see things. It's got nothing to do. We're not being racist when it comes to, you know, when it comes to interpreting dreams. It's all to do with how you see things. See, in this case, it could be something foreign, and usually sometimes when dreams, when someone's either an African-American or someone from China, it could be something that's completely foreign. It might be someone have a revelation that you're not aware of. There might be something good. Okay, so it can be that as well. But in this case, I would say that you're no longer foreign. Religion is foreign to you, right? And these are religious spirits, right, that are trying to do a count. Even though you've had some victory, but lately the enemy's trying to put some more news on you that's trying to intimidate you. Does that make sense? There's arrows coming to you. So you've had victory with your health. Right, but then there's some more news the enemy's trying to resurrect. Does that make sense? And those arrows are coming to you, and God has shown to you, you've already taken this territory of the enemy. Mine's a polar bear. No. Right? I've already taken this. You know, I'm standing my ground, and he tries to do a counter reaction. Sometimes you hear you're healed, or yes, you're in remission or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden there's some bad news come again, but you got to stand like that, and those words gone like that, and now they've taken back off of you, and God was saying to you, you're gonna live fully, right? But you need to receive that. I don't know who you are. I don't know. But you need to really receive it as a revelation. That's now, cool. Just to add on with Adrian, there's been some religious stuff. I 100% agree with that too, because sometimes religion can actually wire your mind to feel like, you know, sometimes, I'm not saying you think like this, but this is an extreme religious case where, I haven't been a very good person, so I probably deserve this sickness. You know, that's the extreme of religious thinking. All right, and sometimes we can be not aware of it psychologically. Our mind can be wired up the wrong way. That's why we've got to renew our mind. Set your mind on things above where Christ is seated. It talks about Romans 12 about renewing our mind. We need to always constantly be meditating on the word day and night. That's another message, but I'm not going to go into that. But God, I declare and I decree, this is a promise, but you need to step into it and you need to wear the enemy's, the territorial spirit, wear the cloak saying as a sign of victory. Amen. So just come a bit closer here. Does that make sense? Because I saw a spirit of death that's leaving you. And And I know that I don't say that with everybody, because the last one had the similar thing, but I actually saw it. And as Adrian was sharing, that's coming off, right? And see, things too, in that culture with the American Indians, they used to scout people as well, right? But God's bringing divine order back in the area where your cells are going to be completely restored. And God's bringing back, he's going to restore you back to where you were, physically as well as emotionally. Now, I'm saying this because I don't know about anything. I'm just getting the visions. But I'm saying this. This is a promise, but you need to receive it. See, with William Branham, the angel said, the angel didn't say that to me, but I had some other encounter, different type of encounter. But the angel came to William Branham, and the word of the Lord was, if you can make the people believe, nothing will get in the way with the prayer. So do you all believe, Adrian, where are you? Do you agree with it? She's healed?
Oh, amen. I think that interpretation is absolutely fantastic.
Do you guys agree?
Yes.
Okay, do you agree that... So everything's established between two or three witnesses. Everything's established. Everything right?
Yes. Do that. Actually, yes, yes.
I keep getting visions. The angel's pretty active tonight. Hallelujah. Now, we're just going to... I want you to reach your hands out to our sister. See, we give Jesus the glory. I said angels a few times, but the angel came from the presence of God. Okay, John the Apostle had the angel came on behalf of Jesus. So this is real. I'm not playing games. We decree and we prophesy and we're all agreeing right now. Nothing can come against this in the natural, in the terrestrial world. Nothing can come against it right now. So we decree over this woman of God. Oh, here it comes. It's like a... Oh, the glory is coming upon you. Just take your hands off. Be ready to catch her. Just take your hands off her for a minute and just get ready to catch her, because there's such a glory realm. It's like a kabod glory coming upon her. Here it comes. Here it comes. It's where the priests could not stand in King Solomon's temple. It's a new covenant glory. Here it comes. We decree right now, any demonic powers, illegal immigrants that are attacking our cells and our body right now, we command those illegal immigrants to leave the temple, this temple right now. We prophesy divine order. We speak life and not death. We prophesy right now, Son of Man, prophesy. And we decree right now. Adrian, you want to just decree too?
We thank you right now. We thank you. And according to the word, through the dream, we declare healing over our sister right now. And that arrow is totally taken away. That word, that life-threatening word is taken away right now. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, there's glory.
Hallelujah.
There it is. It's going right through her.
Hallelujah.
And right now there's another arrow, but it's not from the enemy. It's actually the fiery God arrow that's releasing revelation over you. And God's saying to you, there's actually faith coming to your family through this. Oh, there it is. It's going right through you right now. Take it, take it, take it, take it. It's all over you. It's all over you. The glory realm so thick. We release it in Jesus' name right now. Rakia maka haroko sika. Oh, it's so strong. Oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, what came to me there as we were interpreting that dream is that we need to understand this, that the Bible says that tongues and interpretation is as the prophetic word, remember? And so it has to be judged. It's a mystery of heaven, someone's speaking the mysteries of heaven, and then someone's actually interpreting that, and it becomes prophetic. A dream is a mystery, an impartation, it's mysterious to us, it's a parable. And likewise, it's interpretation. The mystery and the interpretation is prophetic word, and so therefore it carries the same weight.
Yes, right.
Amen?
So, Lord, we just decree it right now. Here it comes. I'm not pushing, I'm just touching your hand. Lord, just release it. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the transfiguration is exploding inside of her right now. The hope of glory, Christ in us, Christ in her. And I say this because Jesus already said so 2,000 years ago, you're healed. All I'm doing is agreeing with God. Adam's not saying you're healed. Adrian's not. Man didn't do this. God did it. We release it right now. in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, honey. Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's all Jesus. Amen.
Now, oh. We're going to be doing we're doing some dream interpretations throughout the weekend, so I don't want you to miss it. There's going to be more people coming tomorrow, I believe. So we're going to keep flowing with this. It's going to be teaching. It's going to be the whole box and dice. It's going to be a royal show bag. Tomorrow is 9:30. 9:30. So we're going to keep flowing in this. We're going to, tomorrow we want to anoint everybody with oil. Okay? We're going to anoint everybody with oil. And, you know, the last time we were here, I went back to Melbourne, I released a prophetic word, and something shifted where, you know, it's something to do with the election, what happened with Australia. And with Adrian and I, we were in the media, and I'm going to share that tomorrow, how God did a major shift with the nation. We have a born again prime minister, and I'm saying this because I believe there's a Jezebel spirit over this nation, and that's going to be removed. So we'll deal with that. That it's naughty, so we're going to deal with that. So be blessed, guys. I really love you guys. I love being here with you, and these guys are amazing. We just have a lot of fun. Yeah, we do, but we can't help it. So everybody stand up for a minute. So I want you to help me out, Adrian, because we're going to pray for tonight. There's going to be significant dreams.
Father, we thank you that you've been here, you've met with us, you've interpreted dreams, but Father, we're hungry for more. We are hungry for more. We just present ourselves as temples of the living God, and Father, we pray that you would birth a word in us tonight as we dream. Lord, as we sleep, give us dreams, Lord, and let us remember those dreams or write them down so that we can hear what you're saying to us. Lord, we'll be obedient to wake up and to write them down that we might know what you're saying. And so, Father, we pray for an impartation of dreams, and we also pray for an impartation of the spirit of understanding, yeah, that you might understand what God is saying through those dreams.
Yeah. Eyes of understanding, the eyes of a heart are opening up. We thank you, Lord, there's an open portal, the same type of portal, the same door that Jacob saw, Nathaniel saw. We thank you that it's over each individual as they sleep. We thank you for heavenly encounters, Lord, dream encounters. We decree this tonight. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that tomorrow is going to another level. There's deliverance, healings, Lord, even with the encounters, Lord, it's overflowing back into this auditorium. Lord, we decree this in Jesus' name. Whew.
Amen.
Just receive it. This anointing is still here. Hallelujah. So good night. Just for the record, we don't interpret. The reason is we're not fobbing you off. We don't interpret dreams afterwards because we mentally wind down and we're not in the spirit. We don't want to rush things, and we take your life seriously. We don't want to mislead you and just sort of give dreams just because we're under pressure and we're just winding down mentally. We want to do it while we're in the flow, we're in the spirit. And so just if you can just understand that, we're not being rude or anything. But bless you guys.